Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen, and lots of pop culture stuff has happened this last week, and we have many things to talk about. But first, guys, what's going on? Jordana, how was the U Up show?
The tours kicked off. Really fun. We went to Boston, and I'm pretty sure the show was like sold out, if not like almost sold out. So it was really fun. It was great. Great crowd. Love Boston. I feel like we do well in Boston. Great city. I love it. It's kind of like New York, but like a little cleaner and a little smaller. And it was just a fun time. Yeah. We went out to a bar after, and then Jared and the rest of the Betches team went out to a different bar after that. And I obviously did not. I went home. So I got to see a good amount of Boston.
That's great.
As in very little, but
you know. A little small.
Outside your hotel window. Okay. So that's fun.
What show are you excited for that's coming up next? Like, what's on the
You know, I'm excited
list?
For next week. We have double hitters, San Francisco and LA. And I don't know. I don't really know. That probably is an
baseball.
Incorrect sports term. It's probably an incorrect term.
I actually don't know what that means.
It's a double hitter.
I think it's when there's two games, right?
Oh, double hitter.
Did I say double hitter?
No, I thought you were right.
Oh, and I have another funny story about last night's show. But so, you guys are coming to LA. I'm going to San Francisco on Saturday early to visit my brother who lives out there. So I'm excited to see him. We're going to go on some hikes. He's going to, you know, I like San Francisco. I find it to be like the weather is very, it's like a little colder, but it's like not ever cold, if that makes sense.
I've never been there.
I find it to be very cold.
It's like year round, like April here, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Year it's like, round? It never gets to summer?
It never gets really hot, but it never gets really cold. It's not. It's like basically.
It's like
I would
April 25th.
Yeah, I feel like the range is like 50 to 70-ish. Someone from San Francisco is probably wanting to like kill me now because it's probably just spewing incorrect information. But that was what my brother was saying. So I'm going to bring a jacket and I'm excited about that. But you guys would like this story from the Boston show. So at the end of the show, we do a Q&A. Where people, you know, text in questions and then Arisara sends us, filters through them and sends us like some of the good ones. So she sends us screenshots. And one of the things was a question. And then at the end of the question, it was like, Jordana, where are your jeans from? The first part was like a real question. So I'm reading that and I purposely avoid the second question because I don't know how to pronounce the name of the company. And you know, I'm bad at pronouncing things. So I'm like trying really hard to just like not say that. But then Jared is like on the same question and he's like, oh, and Jordana, like they want to know, like says like where your jeans are from. So I'm like, fuck, now I have to say it.
What is it?
Okay. So I thought it was called Agold, but the people in the crowd were screaming that it's called like a Goldie or a Goldie. Do you know what I'm saying? A-G-O-L-D-E.
Yeah. I thought it was Agold, but
I thought it was Agold too, but I obviously didn't know. So I was like, trying to avoid saying it. And then like, I got very much put on the spot and then I said it wrong.
What did you say
and the crowd
to avoid
was like,
saying it?
I just didn't answer.
She
didn't answer it. And then I was like mumbling. And then they were like, that's not right.
Mutiny. Yeah. Here's the thing though about that word, not a word, first of all. So like hard to know how to pronounce it. And if you're going by the rules of the English language, after you have a hard D, it should be, the E is silent. Right?
Yeah, right?
Not a hard D, whatever the fuck it's called. Agold.
I thought it was Agold, but when you said that they said that you were wrong, I was like, oh, so it must be Agoldie.
But if only, there was an I
only made that assumption after you told me that they said you were wrong.
I've
never said
it
out loud.
So I'm with you.
I always find it odd when it's just they're so, I guess maybe it's supposed to be like fancier if you don't know how to, if it's not obvious how to pronounce it.
I think it's because it's like they want to feel exclusive.
Agold is real.
A gold day.
No, there's no a goo. So you can't go.
Yeah,
if you really
want to
read it correctly,
up.
It's a gold.
These are made up. These things
it's
are like
English.
Made up.
Who made up the word? I don't know. I hate pronouncing
things. What about
things?
The brand Low, which is really, do you know how to pronounce the brand that is spelled L-O-E-W-E?
Like, oh, it Sean is Lowe? Egaldi. It's Egaldi.
Oh, so they were wrong.
Oh, it's Egaldi.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear it. No, it's Egaldi.
That's what they were saying. It's Egaldi. Egaldi. Yeah. I mean, I was
okay,
close.
Sorry, we don't all work in the store. Like, it's the buyer's office.
It was just annoying that I had to shout out the name incorrectly to like 1,100 people.
Scorch.
Yeah, kind of. It felt like I was back in 10th grade and we were playing whatever Mr. Bolo's like...
Stupid fucking Jeopardy game.
Stupid like buzzer game, and you had to say a word, and then like you have to say it really fast. So I like said it, and I said
you
it.
You said, what is scourge?
Yes. And it's, that's how do you scourge? Yeah. And I just had to scream it. But anyway, yeah. A big insecurity of mine is the correct pronunciation of words. So
women.
Yes. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. All right. Well, anyway, if anybody's going to the LA show and is listening, we'll see you there. It's going to be fun. And we have I was going to say jam-packed itinerary, but really not really. We don't.
It's very jam-packed.
It's restaurant chilling.
We have two reservations right now on Tuesday night. So it's very jam-packed. I mean, we just don't know which one we'll go to.
We're going to go to both of them?
Well, not sure. No, because they're at the same time, but...
Not really happening.
We're
going to
be everywhere in LA. You know what? LA has a lot of traffic, which I don't like, but I guess New York has that too.
What an insightful...
The difference is that, like...
No, I get a little anxious about going anywhere, and I just feel like it takes a long time.
You can't get anywhere.
I've had like a couple experiences trying to get to a meet, because I'm always... The only time I'm ever there is for work. I don't think I've ever been to LA not for work, and I always feel like I'm running late because I don't realize that it's going to take an hour and a half to get from one part of town to the next.
Although I think everything we're doing is sort of in like the same area, other than the dinner reservations and the U Up show. I'm hoping to not go anywhere personally. And we'll go for a hike.
We haven't been there in so long together.
I know. What was the last time we were there together?
Sammy, we were there. Remember when we
went to Coachella? Was that the last time we were there?
Yeah, but we were all together for that.
Remember when we went to like the Beverly Hills Hotel and we took pictures for breakfast? We were like,
Where was Jordana?
I was wearing
that.
A choker.
Yeah, I remember. Those were like 2015.
Those were choker days.
2016, 2017.
I was there in 2019 for the other U Up show, but only again for like a day.
Right. Well,
I love LA. I go any chance I get.
I would like to go one time just like for pleasure, not for work, because I always have like a lot of things to do. And it's never just a fun trip.
But this will be close
to it, I guess, because you guys will be there.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. Well, speaking of LA, and let's talk about some celebrities, shall we?
Yes.
Because most of them live out there.
Maybe we'll see some.
Yes, it's my favorite.
You got to have your antennas up.
I was literally about to say my spidey sense is going to start. What does it do? Vibrating? What does the spidey sense
tingling?
Tingles. I'm so excited for it to tingle.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open because I'm like really bad at
Alexa fine. Also has the Spidey sense.
I know. You guys are going to see so many
she
people.
Go, she's like just like, there's going to be a celebrity here. And then one comes.
I have the sense for pointing very loudly and being very obvious. So I'll be that person. Yeah. Is that someone? And then the other people like tackle you to get you to be quiet and be cool. Yeah. I'm going to be that person.
Although I feel like they like that out there. They like show up for that reason.
Yeah. Well, there's certain places you go where you know people will be seen though. Like there's like, I'm kind of like, if you're going to, what was it? Like Chateau Marmont or something. Like, I feel like you want to be seen. You're not going to
if
be like low
key. If you're a celebrity and you want to be on the scene, you're going to be on the scene. Like you're going to be a scenester.
Exactly.
Scenester on the scene.
The sceniest scenester on the scene.
Where's that from?
Yeah, it's college.
Like college.
Yeah.
Who were we talking about? Was that?
I think we were talking about like college sceney people.
College sceney people.
Right.
Not celebrities. But if you don't want to be seen, don't go to Johnny O's, okay?
Yeah. Don't be the sceniest scenester on the scene.
Don't go to Johnny O's at 12:45 on Thursday night if you don't want to be seen.
The way you just said that, like I heard you say it the way you said it 10 years ago.
It was a time machine moment.
Yeah.
Sister on the scene. Okay, so Kim K apparently came out after all this, like the Marilyn Monroe debacle. She actually ripped the dress.
Obviously.
And
she ripped the dress.
The dress was ripped. And I watched Saint Hoax.
Yeah.
Had the funniest memes about it because, and then also just like videos of the woman who was like the butt masseuse who was trying to massage her ass into the dress. And it was just so funny because like, it's not necessary.
Right.
It was so dumb. She was so serious about it too. And she was like, oh my God, do I need to go to the gym? Oh my God. It would totally fit me once it zips up my butt. Like, she's like,
yeah, like who cares? Like, why did it need to be the original? Who even knew that the original still existed before this whole thing? I would have no idea.
Yeah. One of the other memes was like this girl hysterically crying and it said like all the people who are so mad who never knew the dress even existed before May 5th. Like,
right?
Because people are so mad that she ripped it, which I mean, okay, I get like disrespectful, but like.
It's not like she did it on purpose. I don't find it. Mad. I'm not so mad that she ripped it. I'm so mad this is like, we're still talking about this.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Who cares, right?
Like, Jordan, I know you're not very into the fashion scene, but.
Hey, Goldie.
What gave you that idea? I wore non-skinny jeans for the first time ever on Tuesday night.
I knew
that
but I was going to say
what
something.
Gave me that idea. But I DM'd her. I was like, I love this outfit, this new
non-skinny jean blacktop outfit. In the last Kardashian episode, speaking of Kardashians, Khloe is doing like some shit for The Good American. And she's like, I'm sticking to my skinny jeans for life. They are the best. I don't give a shit if, you know, they're in or out. I'm going to keep wearing them forever. So when I thought of you and I was like, yeah, Jordana.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
I might wear skinny jeans to one
you
of
should.
The shows.
You look great in them. Why wouldn't you?
Thank you.
You know,
thank you. I was trying to like, you know, get out of the box. Try something new. They're actually non-skinny jeans are a lot more comfortable. So that was kind of nice.
That's,
they're like
that's
not as restrictive.
That's why I was so happy when they came back because I'm like, oh, these jeans are way more comfortable. And now I'm hoping I don't have to wear skinny jeans again. Because although I do love that skinny jeans go into a tall boot, which is critical. So
skinny
gotta keep
jeans just don't look that good on me. I look better in like a little bit more of a straight leg.
That's a good look for you. I agree.
Not really a good skinny jean. It reminds me too much of college and I can't. And like pumps. Remember like skinny jean
pumps?
Like really
and
high
loose,
platform
and loose
pumps.
Going out tops.
Loose going out. Oh my God.
Yeah, I do like the idea of a tighter going out top and the non-skinny jeans like almost more comfortable generally.
Way it's more comfortable when you think about it. What were we thinking? Well, you know what? We were being sold what was... You know,
we were just being
crop top Tuesday.
I don't remember how
we were talking about like you said, Jordana said, I don't really care why we're still talking about it. And you said, well, you don't care about fashion.
Oh, the fashion scene. Yes.
The fashion scene.
fashion scene on the scene. Okay. But people are mad I get it because they're just like, oh, fucking Kardashian doing whatever the fuck they want, disrespecting like history. That's why people are mad. Right. She had to wear it. Like, why?
Who's she going to go for next? Martha Washington's like frock?
I have a feeling she won't be going.
It's the next. This Halloween. This, I mean, so, but she should like. She
why
should
is that
really
the next person you think of?
I was trying to think of someone absurd. It'd just be like funny if like the next thing she did was like, I'm gonna go further back in history and like a little like off the beaten path. Like
it's just like okay, I see
Nancy
why
Reagan's
Marilyn Monroe.
She should do that now, just from now on. I would think that was really funny if that was just now her thing, like disrespecting various women throughout history. like famous outfits.
At least that would be funny.
That would be.
Right?
I'd be more into that than just this one thing. She has to keep going.
Lean
with it,
in. Lean in. Yeah, so that's all there is to say about that. Next celebrity story. Do we want to talk about Justin Bieber's face paralysis? Did you guys see that video?
I saw that. I thought that was like quite shocking. Like, what exactly is this thing? Well, can it go? Can it be cured?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it can be like improved with like extensive therapy. And he said that. He's like, I'm hoping to like work on like getting better.
I saw a clip of Hailey Bieber on like, what are they called? Ryan Seacrest and Kelly.
Kelly and Ryan. Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah. And Hailey Bieber was like saying he's getting better and he's getting better quickly. And it was just like a crazy thing that happened. But basically, it's he had Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which occurs when a shingles outbreak affects the facial nerve near one of your ears. In addition to the painful shingles rash, Ramsey-Hunt syndrome can cause facial paralysis and hearing loss in the affected ear. Isn't that wild? It looked crazy. Like, couldn't like blink his eye. And then also, apparently, Justin's been battling Lyme disease, like Yolanda Hadid.
I did not know about the Lyme disease.
Gotta watch out when you're in California, I guess.
You know? Why is this such a Hollywood thing?
Probably because they're more in like nature and they go, you know, hiking.
There's just
more.
So many ticks on the runyon path.
I don't think they're going to run.
Why isn't like Colorado a big Lyme disease spot?
Well, maybe we don't know celebrities.
You just don't know
who
the celebrities.
I guess.
But like, I don't think, did Yolanda get it in?
Yeah, didn't she get it in like her ranch, her like family ranch or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
She spent,
gotta
she
tell
spent,
you,
that was such a good season.
I had to take out like 12 to 15 ticks once off of my dog Sansa. And it was crazy as fuck.
How
it
did you know
insane.
You had to take them off?
I was an idiot and I took her to a place where I never had a dog before her. So I never like knew that you're not really supposed to do that dumb shit, which I did.
Where'd
and
you take
I took her. Like in some path in Long Island, and it had ticks. It was like hot, tall grass on the sides of the path. And I noticed she started like kind of like getting uncomfortable, like her legs. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And I looked and I start, and then I like brushed off the ticks. And then I noticed, and then I was like, we gotta go. I was with my mom. And then I noticed them in the car, like they were on her. I was like, holy shit. So I like.
They're alive?
They're alive. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're alive and they're biting.
Like lice. Okay.
That's what they do. They're alive like as they're like living on you or the dog.
That's they suck the blood to like live.
That's how you get Lyme disease.
I took her outside and I was so freaked out. I had to like put my hair up, like put on gloves. And I just was just taking and scared shitless because I don't like little bugs. But I was taking them off of her and like throwing them out like I was on like I was George Clooney on ER.
Did you get any ticks?
My mom dropped me off. I was at Rusty's parents house at the time when I like lived there for that short period of time, and she's a nurse, so I made her then like I'm like, please can you check me please, and she was like
that's how you get Lyme disease, right? If you don't like know you have a tick on you.
Yeah, well over a period of time, yes.
It's really easy to get like when you go into nature. Like my mom's dog had a tick like 2 weeks ago from going like upstate for like a weekend. So I just think it's very, that's why I think they probably go walking on trails and it's like easier to get it out there.
I saw on Something Navy story that her daughter Esme had a tick. She said she just took a tick off of her neck, which was so weird. Like, she's like, check your selves. It's not just like your animals, which was
That's
crazy.
The scariest part. Not the ticks themselves, because like, fine, you just take them off. Like, obviously gross, but like, whatever. The idea that it could be there and you don't know it. Like, how often are you supposed to give yourself a tick check?
If you go into like tall grass brush.
I would just think after you go to like a place where you might get one.
Wear high socks.
Are there ticks in Central Park? It's like the only nature.
Probably not. Probably not. I mean, Wild. Are you walking through like
the marsh?
The brush?
The
brush.
Are
you staying on the paths?
No, I'm walking in a circle around the Great Lawn several times.
Wear high socks.
You'll be okay.
And you're not like waving your arms around into like the tall grass on the sides.
No. Okay.
Like, you know.
Wow.
Just prevention. Without a hazmat suit to Central Park. She doesn't want to get a tick. I've literally never heard of anyone saying they got a tick in Central Park or their animal.
Yeah. I'm sure they like, I feel like you would hear about that too.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
But in this conversation, I've now heard of like 15 ticks, you know, in the suburbs. So.
Yeah. In the Long Island brush. Bushwalk.
I mean, I feel really bad for Justin. It's it's pretty wild because didn't Haley just have a blood clot in her brain like a few months ago? And I wonder what the two of them are. I mean, that's pretty
health
wild.
Health scares pretty
you
young
your,
in
they
their
must
life.
Be partner,
yeah, pretty stressed.
Yeah, she was on the show, the Kelly Ryan show. They were like, "You're getting like adult things happening to you." She's like, yeah, like it's pretty crazy. We're getting like adult diseases at a young age. It just kind of reminds you that like the celebrities, regardless of how much money you have or don't have, you can like
everyone's dealing with their own
things
shit.
Can still happen.
Things can still happen to you, and it's you're not like invincible just because you live in this big ass house. But I don't know. Yeah. I kind of like she just dropped her like hers. Apparently, everybody's been like, yeah. Waiting for her skincare road to come out and she just dropped it. I kind of like her. I don't know what it is, but she just seems like nice. I know you're a Selena fan.
I don't mind her. I'm not like anti her. I just prefer Selena. And I realize that you can like them both. I realize it's not, they're not directly in competition against each other. I just feel Selena loyalty. I don't know why.
Do you watch her show?
No, my loyalty doesn't extend that far.
She also follows a music line.
I don't even follow her on Instagram, to be honest. This is all theoretical.
You just stand
them as a projection.
I feel like Hansel in Zoolander when he's talking about Sting. He's like, you know, he's like, Sting. Sting is as a performer I admire very much. His music, I don't really listen to it, but just the fact that he's making it, I really respect that. That's me and Selena Gomez.
Do you remember, you know what's weird? I'm sure you also remember it. Like that moment when we came in college, when we came home from seeing the Justin Bieber movie.
Yeah,
we had the Bieber,
like a Bieber meter.
And that's when we like got really into Justin Bieber. Like before that, we were like, Justin Bieber, what? But then we went to see his movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were like, I remember walking back into our apartment, just being like, Justin Bieber's the best. Like,
there's wrote
no
a whole
one
post
better.
On it.
Yeah, Bieber rules.
Bieber.
And then we were just dancing, like pre-gaming to Baby. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, he was also like 14 at the time, which is just so funny. And
I know.
Yeah, that movie, whoever made that movie, it's speaking of Zoolander, that was just like a large brainwashing Justin Bieber, like become a fan. Like you left the theater, like literally under a spell. I don't know what they said in there. Like probably some weird witchcraft in there.
Yeah. I think it was when they showed him like play his drums when he was a little baby. You're just like, he actually is talented. Like he's a
totally
talented kid.
Justin's like rags to riches, just like Selena Gomez.
Just like J-Lo, by the way. Did you watch a documentary that just came out?
I heard it was good.
I heard it was good too. Well, I actually heard some mixed things about it. I see a lot of people are like trying to bring up pitting like Shakira and J-Lo against each other for their like shared Super Bowl performance, but that wasn't even like their decision.
That didn't happen.
So I don't think that.
That Super Bowl performance was like the best.
No, people on Twitter are reacting that way, is what I mean.
Oh.
Not
interesting.
Like in the show.
It's so funny when you think, because I think of that as like both of them being so, that was like the most impressive Super Bowl performance I've seen and that I can remember. I can't remember a better Super Bowl performance than the two of them that time.
Yeah.
So wait, Sammy, what were people saying? Because I finished it last night. What were people saying?
So I didn't watch halftime, but the reaction I saw that people were talking about was they sort of like revived this conversation around like why the NFL had two women perform yes. together when they would only ever have like one guy or whatever. Yeah. So that was, and then there was like the reaction to the reaction, which was like, mm-hmm. don't pit them which against each what? Other. It wasn't their fault. So it, I don't know. I don't know well, why that was
it
like
was the
such
NFL. A- In the show, they seem like very collaborative with each other, like talking on FaceTime. They did produce yeah. their own shows. Anything that you see that are quotes that J-Lo never says anything bad about Shakira. They're like very much like Latina women, blah, blah, blah. We're great. It is true that like they each could hold their own show. And what they were saying was like the halftime show is only like 29 minutes. 12 of those minutes must be like breakdown and, you know, assemble and breakdown stage. So really only get 15 minutes. And then you on top of that have two women like sharing the stage. So it's really each of them get like 9 minutes or 8 minutes. It's like not, then they have these long careers where they have to do a fucking medley of all of their songs. And then they are like expected to bring people out. So really they're only like performing for two, you know, but at, so it's not like that fair for like, but at the same time,
I feel like whatever they did show. Was great. Like I sometimes think the artists have too much time, especially if you're not like a super fan of the artist, which I'm not really for either of them. I felt like it was like the perfect amount of time to just get like the really big hits in. Like I isn't like when Bruno, was it Bruno Mars? I was like, this is too much Bruno Mars. Like, this is like too much.
Just go to a wedding. You'll go. You'll hear.
Yeah. I don't need like. I don't need this long of a set for him. Or even like, what was it like Drake? Was it
The Weeknd?
It was The Weeknd. Yeah,
that was also like the pandemic one. So that was a
that
little
was also
weird.
Too long. That's what I'm saying. I actually think they should, instead of being like, oh, why are they having two women up here like sharing? I think everyone should split. Every time.
Yeah, it depends. I think you have to be like really, really, really big, like Beyonce's show but then she like brought out like Destiny's Child. That was really good. And people also said like, was it Justin Timberlake's show was really good because he did a really good medley of all of his music. I think like if you have like a long history of really good hits that people that you do want to hear, I think that is great to
right.
listen
like
to.
The like Weeknd could have had half of a set with someone else.
Because he hasn't been famous for long enough. You know, right. like not, a, you know, he's hasn't. The last Super Bowl with like Dr. Dre and Eminem and like that was, and Snoop, that was so good. And 50 Cent. So that was really good.
Yeah. I think a theme is good.
I agree.
Theme is good.
Yeah.
I think more performers, more excitement. It's not like you're going to the show for one performer. So you're more likely to entertain more people with a more dynamic show.
Totally. And the Super Bowl is the kind of, it's not like you're going to a concert where you're like signing up to go to like the Weeknd concert or like the Snoop Dogg concert or something. Like, because it has to be liked by everyone, it really has to be, it can't be like someone's random ass song. Like
that
no one
said,
wants to
though,
hear that.
If J-Lo was given her own thing, she would have put on a fucking great concert. She would have brought out great people. Like more great people, that would have been exciting. Anyway, the documentary was short. It's pretty good. The funniest part of that, all of it, was that you know she's dating or engaged to A-Rod throughout the whole. He is nowhere to be seen. Nowhere, not even.
You think they cut him?
Foot. They cut. Well, yeah, she erased every like last footprint of him. He is gone, erased from. Which is great. That made me happy.
It feels, I mean, again, I didn't watch it, so I don't know how much of it was supposed to incorporate him, but it feels
no,
like...
No, it was about her. She didn't want to talk about her relationship, she said.
Oh, at all.
But
okay,
they
so
did
then, yeah.
have Ben Affleck, an interview of Ben Affleck for like 30 seconds.
Is she going to regret that if they break up?
I don't know. Saying. He just said something, how great she was, so probably not, even
I mean,
if
it
they
sounds
do.
Like their last breakup was somewhat amicable. Given that they got back together.
Maybe she feels that he's the one forever. Like, he's the only one she wants in it.
We'll see.
Jordana, what odds are you giving them for forever? End game.
I give them a 40% chance of forever.
I give them a 57.
It's a 57% chance of that they die together?
Forever. Yeah.
In each other's arms.
Yeah, they're old. They get old together.
That's really high, I think, for Hollywood, and given both of their dating records.
I'm calling it a 50-50.
Okay.
So yes or no?
No, just like, 50% chance.
Here's why. They've already dated. They've already been engaged. So there is love there. They are much different people. They've had their own children. You know, he got sober. She got her fame, like real fame. She did a lot of things that she, like, you know, she redeemed the Julie part of her life. And I think they're both established. Like, he's a director now. And
didn't he direct like Good Will Hunting or something?
It's very possible. But he's a director.
He's still directing.
He's still directing. He's very talented.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think
Gus Van Sant directed it.
Oh,
he's done some good
he
stuff.
And Matt Damon wrote the screenplay.
Yeah.
Oh, they wrote it, not directed it. Okay.
So, you know, he wasn't a great Batman, but you win some, you lose
some. Not everyone can be a great Batman.
Well, we'll have to wait until the very last minute to call this one. So whoever, as long as they both live, we'll see, you know, we'll see who wins this bet or if they break up.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we talk about Remy Bader?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Tammy, can you give us like the like high level details of what happened?
I mean, basically she was in Montauk on an influencer trip. I think she was with like a group of people for Hampton Water. And people, I think everyone listening knows who she is. She's like a curve model. She was
on
very
DST,
popular influencer.
Too.
She's been on DST. I mean, she's like Revolve is basically introducing an extended size brand with her. So she's really like made a lot of inroads, I would say, in, you know, like the extended sizing world. And just, I think she's like a kind of like the plus size influencer of the moment. So basically she was in the Hamptons at a influencer trip And part of it was that they went horseback riding somewhere called the Deep Hollow Ranch in Montauk, which was actually the ranch that's in The Affair. So that made it like a cool.
It's the only ranch that when you drive there, you see it. Like, you'll know. Like, it's on the road. Like, it's on the main road. Oh. You see, like, the horse thing. You drive by it.
So, basically, when she got there, they told her she couldn't ride because of the weight limits. And she then, whatever, posted on her story, like, they wouldn't let me ride. She was upset. And then after that, one of the employees, who was the son of the owner of the ranch, posted a TikTok where he, like, showed whatever people riding and was like, you can ride here as long as you're not like a fat bitch. And he posted that on TikTok. And I mean, obviously that went semi-viral.
She posted it too.
She posted before he did. But and his then response she, to that was
she like posted his thing too.
Yeah. Right. And then she put then she shared that. That obviously made it like blow up. And that was the controversy.
It was like such a disgusting video. Like this guy like laughing and he just looks like
so disgusting.
And he just is like laughing like, oh, this is what happens when you can't ride when you're a fat bitch. Like it's just so it's like.
Right. It's crazy that someone would think that that would be like okay to do. Like
it's not crazy
in this world that we're.
No, it's not crazy. This is like another thing that something like that happened to her recently in the street in like in New York City. These guys like said something like that, like about her appearance. Just like it sucks because she like also doesn't ever say like I'm never like came on here to say that I was like I'm not a body confidence person. I never said I was confident. I struggle with binge eating. I just like make these funny hauls about clothes that, you know, we're supposed to not, you know. So yeah, I'm sure it just sucks.
People were also commenting on the other influencers who she was with on their posts being like, why did you like not leave the ranch when they wouldn't let your friend go? Like calling them like just shitty people for not leaving with her. And yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing because it was an influencer trip. So it's like, to what extent are they like obligated to stay?
Just to clarify, the issue isn't that she wasn't necessarily allowed to ride, right? Because like sometimes there are like weight restrictions for
Okay,
the issue is like the way that they handled it, correct?
Well, yes, but also I think like they didn't indicate any that there was like a weight limit on like the website or in any of their advertising, she said. So it, you know, I imagine that's something she's probably conscious of, like, and maybe checks those things like on her own so she can, I mean, she didn't say that she did or didn't, but it was the fact that they didn't advertise a weight limit. And then when she got there, they were really rude to her. And then the owner's son posted that video.
Right.
So, and I mean, she didn't even say like what she weighs or anything, but look, people who are heavier than her have ridden horses. So. Yeah. I don't, you know.
It's all very horse. I Googled it. It's all very horse dependent about like the strength of the horse, the size of the horse itself. So like, it's still like an inclusive activity. It's just in that ranch, they just said, no, sorry, and turned her away.
And well, then Revolve posted a photo from a past influencer trip of Remy riding a horse at Amajiri. I don't remember what the caption was. It wasn't like I don't think it was aggressive, but it was like Remy Bader wearing something, whatever, to kind of be like, oh, look, we let her ride the horse on our trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, Deep Hollow Ranch did post some statement too late. It has come to our attention that TikTok video was posted regarding the ranch and a teenage employee. He did not look teenage. Employee posted a response that in no way represents nor is aligned with the views that the owners of the ranch hold. We'd like to apologize to anyone who this offended. And we do not who this offended. Like, why
you know
not
who
the
it
person?
Offended.
And we do not condone or agree with any of that part of the employee's video.
It was their son, though.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just it was very bad taste.
The whole thing was just disgusting. And it's, I mean, I feel she's posted about how she said she's not like here to be like an emblem of body confidence and that she deals with these things. Like she's posted about how she's doing treatment for binge eating and all this is like public. So it's, I don't know. I think obviously, I don't think that guy like knew who she was, but I think given the circumstances, yeah. it's like even more just like gross.
It's just unfortunate. And also it like, it opens up the floodgates to all like the other people who like have, you know, who all the commenters. And they like just say, they double down on that message because there's plenty of people who do, whether or not they are projecting their own shit or are just as, you know, whatever, fucked up in the head. But it just sucks, like this like perpetuation of this message. But hopefully Remy has enough support. I also saw a picture, her dad posted it. And said like these disgusting people like saying this about my daughter. Just that really hurt. That really was sad for me.
I know. I don't know. I really think she's great. And I really like feel for her.
Yeah.
As just someone who's been on the rise. Like I can't even imagine like the types of things she has to deal with. Like the comments she sees. Both, I mean, good and bad. Like it's a yeah. really big deal that Revolve is launching their extended sizing with her. Like that's a huge achievement, like for her, because a brand like that, who was like sort of known as being non-inclusive, to then, you know, use her as like the face of that, that's a really big deal. But I mean, with it clearly comes a lot of bullying.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10.
All right, more celeb news. You know, Sammy, I know you're a massive Britney stan. She just got married. She had her wedding, her fairy tale wedding, and it was very intimate. And she had Madonna there. Selena was there,
yeah.
Drew Barrymore, Paris Hilton were there. Her family was not there. And apparently her ex, Jason, what's his name?
Alexander.
Not to be confused with Costanza, George Costanza.
Is his name also Jason Alexander?
Yeah.
Okay. The other Jason Alexander,
the less known Jason Alexander, was caught like trying to get into the wedding, was caught trespassing, and he was like, knocked down. But apparently Britney Spears' lawyer said that Jason Alexander is currently incarcerated and has been charged with a stalking felony, so he's like arrested. Very wild. That is
was he trying to object, like to the wedding? Like, what was it? He just wanted to attend. I guess
he's taking that Taylor Swift song very seriously.
Wait. You got to hear this. Alexander live streamed himself on Instagram as he roamed around the party, revealing their wedding decorations, which were still being arranged by the party planners. He could be heard yelling her name and claiming to security that he was invited to the wedding. He said, "My name's Jason Alexander. Britney invited me here. Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband. I'm here to crash the wedding."
It's like, are you here to crash or did she invite you?
Yeah, what? That's okay. So he's not doing well.
Britney's always dealing with so many things, but forget him. I really felt that the photos of the wedding with like the celebrities who clearly are her, like, you know, they're her celebrity friends. Fans. I just felt that it was she knows Paris. Like, they used to hang out.
Okay. Paris. Like, she invites Madonna and they redo the kiss. Like, it was just very like,
but they probably, okay. Like, yeah, we've seen them like do their Super Bowl back to that, do their Super Bowl show. But like, I'm sure they also had conversations like at the time, you know, and maybe even later, maybe Madonna like texts her and checks up on her. Like, she texted Kim Kardashian happy birthday. So why wouldn't she text Britney? How are you doing? Well, she didn't have a phone, I guess, up until recently. But I thought it was really cute that she seemed like really happy. And like, it just seemed like her fairy tale wedding.
Because it was literally like she had a carriage, horse and carriage.
Yeah.
It was very like
out of her brain.
Like a kid. Yeah. Like a kid dreaming a wedding.
Her kids weren't there?
No.
Okay.
I read
that. Why weren't her kids there?
There.
It was an adult party. I made that up.
I mean, I don't know.
It was an adult party. She wore Versace. She
wore several outfits. Some of them were a little interesting.
Yes. But she looked like she had a good time and she loved it. She wore her, you know, signature choker and she seems happy. That was great. It was a nice little thing. And I liked that it wasn't so, you know what I mean? It didn't look like
paparazzi'd.
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't you just say there were like all these like celebrity people there?
But what I mean is like it wasn't exploited for content.
She posted those pictures and then they were seen all over.
Like, it was no different than like,
it wasn't like a people regular exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it was just like if someone we knew had their wedding, but it happened to be Britney Spears. So more people care and more celebrities were there.
And everyone was just waiting. Like, it was the people who went posted the photos, including Britney. And that was the,
it wasn't,
you know,
like Paris's wedding where there was like a documentary leading up to it or like
4 days
or,
of events.
Exactly. Or like Kim, like a Kardashian wedding where like the whole crew is traveling to Italy and everyone watches it happen. And
Should we talk about some Erica Jayne?
Well, did you guys watch last night's episode?
Yes.
So I thought it was a very interesting time. It was like funny, the timing of this article that I saw about how Erica Jayne says she can't pay the $2 million that she allegedly owes in taxes because of the legal battles. And then you see her on the show and she's again has flown her entire glam squad out to Mexico, paying first class for them. The timing is just so funny. She has so many like confessionals where she's like, people are like, this is absurd, but like, she's like, some people have a big family and they spend money on that. I spend money on like on glam. It's like, one, not the same. And two, like,
can your children be removed with a makeup wipe?
Right? Like, you owe a lot of people like money. Like, no one's saying inherently it's wrong to have hair and makeup people. They're saying like, you owe a lot of money. So like, that's why you shouldn't be doing this. Not because like it's inherently bad.
Also, like, you would think she would scale back on certain things. Like, I don't even fly myself first class and she's flying her fucking makeup artist first class. Like, when she owes millions of dollars.
How do you know they went first class?
She said in a past episode that she always flies them out first class.
But that was years ago. Maybe they're taking coach now. Do you think there's any chance? They're
whatever. She flies them all out. She pays for their food. She pays for their hotels. She pays for first class, whatever, not first class. It's probably she's spending what? $20,000 at least to get these people. And you owe $2 million. That's like, if you're doing that for every Beverly Hills trip, if you don't do that for the whole season, you could probably pay back a lot of that. Like, I just think it's crazy to show on TV that you're spending all this money on stuff that you don't need or like that most people would never, ever even dream of doing. And then saying you can't pay your taxes. Like, I'm kind of like, she should go to white collar prison. Like, If she owes taxes and she's spending money on this other stuff, like they need to confiscate her $2 million house.
I think that's what they're trying to do. Like, that's Ronald Richards' goal. Honestly, like, I think he even said, he's like, my goal is not to bankrupt her. It's to make her, like, pay back, like, a reasonable, like, again, I don't think he's would be a fan of her flying her glam squad to Mexico.
And this is different than taxes, right? This is like the reparations to the victims, right?
I bet you she's writing this off. And that's why she's like not even counting it as income, because it's like for the show. And that's why she feels comfortable showing it. Because it's like she's showing it on the show. And then
she would have higher profits to pay the government back. If she
doesn't want the profits to pay the government back, because then she'd have to pay them.
Right.
Well, she wants no profits.
The funniest. Yeah, but also does Kyle bring her glam? She's always doing her own makeup.
No.
Right?
Erica should invest in a makeup lesson. Definitely.
That was so funny how they did the like.
It was just like ridiculous. I could just bring my own. I can put on my own lip gloss. Like what do I need? But at the same time, Crystal is younger. So it's like, there's a different, although Erica's not that old, but here's the thing. Kyle does her own makeup. So like, and Kyle is extremely wealthy.
Right.
So like,
Erica should get a makeup lesson. Like she should just get one fucking makeup lesson. Like she, right. Like teach her how to do her makeup so she can try to do it. It's not like she has no cosmetic procedures to make her look younger. She has those. You know, maybe Kyle can do her makeup.
Yeah.
Crystal. Or her new BFF. Live in a smaller house.
That's what she says. She goes, we all downsize. We downsize, but I am not downsizing, honey. My glam. Like, shit like that.
It's right. Just, well, then, like, maybe you need to go to prison. That's what people who avoid paying their taxes and owe the government money, like, have to do. Good Joe Giudice.
Yeah. And he can't even live in the country.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty. I agree. I think she's one of like the grossest, most entitled people. And like you see now, I think second season, it's like hitting her. Because first season, she could be like, oh, it's not, nothing's happening. It's not bad. But like now it's, Tom's in the home. It's pretty clear where things are going, what happened. And she's just like being like, fuck it. Yeah. Just incredibly chaotic. Chaotic evil.
There's millions of hardworking Americans who have to pay their taxes every day and work many jobs and like give most of it to the government. And like, here is she, no real job. She got all this money from all these people, like won't give over like her jewelry or any of that other stuff. And is like blatantly spending all this money on shit that no one needs while owing all this money to the government. I think it's like gross.
It is gross.
Yeah. I bet you she's also like, I mean, this is totally speculation, but like there is no way to me that she's not selling her shit. Like there's just no way. She's definitely not giving back to the government. And she's definitely not like keeping all of it when there's like probably over $1 million sitting in her closet. Like that she needs that.
Totally. And she's like, apparently, I was reading the article. They're trying to claim like basically get her to give over these earrings. They're like $750,000.
Yeah. That's like what I've been thinking about when I kind of said that.
When you said the
right.
jewelry.
That he apparently bought with like victim with these money. Funds. Yeah, with the victim money. It's like, give over. What are you going to wear the earrings? Like,
no, she wants to sell them.
But
that's like
right
her,
now she can't sell her shit because of this issue. But that's what I'm saying. I think she probably is like secretly selling it. She's not putting it on the real. You know, like I'm sure
she's
finding
so much
like,
stuff. That you like don't even know about. Like she's probably endless amounts of stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's annoying me almost more this season than last season. I don't know why.
Because last season you thought like, oh, maybe she can be redeemed. Maybe there's something we don't know that makes she's whatever. And now she like doubled down. Her behavior's like way more disgusting.
Do you think this unraveling thing is like done on purpose? Like, do you think she's trying to like get people to feel bad for her the way that she's like sort of unraveling? Like, as she's talking, like she's drinking a lot. Like,
no,
next
I think
episode.
She's drinking because she wants to like
get
what
crazy
else is she gonna
wasted.
Do? Like, I think she's like going down a real spiral. Like, I think the drinking is because she wants to drink and get fucked up. I think her life has completely changed. Like, I think it's true. This is, if it weren't also her fault, this would be traumatic. If she had had any contrition and been like, yeah, I'm going to give up my shit and then I'll still live in this really nice house and I'll just be like a little more like modest, I think people would feel badly for her that she was spiraling in this way.
I feel like she'd have more earning ability. She'd get more partnerships. People would
write a book.
She could write a book. She could like, she would be like a character that people wanted to hear from more. I think it would make her, she thinks like she's like saving her money by like refusing to give anything. But if she were like, if she showed that she was like actively trying to help these victims, I feel like it would be so much better for her career.
Agreed. She'd have a redemption arc. Because she could actually be like, I didn't know and I'm sorry. Her issue is that she was like, I didn't know and I don't care and it's my money.
Right.
So it's like, oh, well, did you really not know?
Do you think she thinks that, like, you know, she's going to go the route of being the villain? Like, she thinks that this is like...
All villains also play the victim. That's part of what villains, like, do. She's not being the villain in, like, the Diana, like, oh, I'll be your villain. Like, she wants to be both. Part of why she is the villain is because she's acting like she is the victim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's good at making herself seem sympathetic.
Do you think they're setting up Diana as like almost her replacement? Because they have a similar arc of like, I used to be really poor and then I married a really rich guy and now I spend a lot of money and I'm very, very rich. And it's like they kind of brought her in this season. And to me, she almost seems like the new Erica. She's like kind of bitchy, but like, you know what I mean? There's like a little mystery and intrigue there. I'm kind of like, maybe they're sort of like phasing her in and phasing Erica out.
I think that makes sense, but I don't think they're going to phase Erica out until she's like truly run her course. And I think right now there's like, she's willing to start shit. She is like, I don't think they're going to let her go unless they yet. But I do think she is, Diana does bring similar energy.
Yeah, I think she's like trying to act a certain way to secure her like a couple more seasons. Like she's like, okay, maybe
Erica,
this season, I'm going to be like unraveling. So then I can get another season of like maybe some, you know, healing. And that's where I like am, you know, then I realize, oh, now I can say sorry because I've, you know, hit the deep, like I've hit the bottom, rock bottom.
Right.
Like, and then I can have my like Phoenix moment, you know, after I was just dealing with the trauma of it all. So I think, you know, like it's like we're watching her. That's why I was thinking, is it strategic? Like she turns
it's sort
into
of
this.
Like Luann in the post Tom season, where like I never thought
that was
thought
the
I
best season.
Hate- I know. And I never thought I could hate anyone.
Where she like leaves the beach to go look at her poster. And
oh, yeah,
and I think there was one episode of New York that I was like, this is the best editing I've ever seen on a reality show ever. It was like they were like juxtaposing Luann watching her own poster. And then Bethany has like the mental breakdown at dinner and starts screaming at her.
Yes, yes.
That was
yes.
the best episode potentially of all time. They should rank the episodes.
In Miami.
We could do that.
Yes. Was it in Miami? Yeah, I think so.
And then it was like where Tinsley was there and she had the martini. It was like, now it's like a famous meme. I forgot what she said or did in that scene, but it was really, really.
That's season 10.
Yeah, Barbara. And then what's her name? Bethany screams, life is not a cabaret.
Cabaret. Life is not a cabaret.
And then, and Luann's like, oh, darling. it was really.
She's like clueless as to what's going on. Just like.
Doesn't give a fuck.
I feel like that season, I actually was watching that, looking for a sound for a TikTok voiceover. I was watching like the first Berkshire's fight where she's like, you are a hypocrite. You fuck everyone. And you pretend that you don't. I was rewatching that. But that season that Luann had where it was like, I never thought I could hate anyone more than I hated Luann that season. And
yeah, she was awful.
I feel like maybe Erica is trying that strategy.
But Luann's almost like, I never hated Luann that much because I'm kind of like, Luann like just seems kind of clueless. Like she's like not fully.
No,
like
she's not clueless.
I kind of feel like she's like missing a beat a little bit. Like she's like a little, like she's like two steps behind, but that I don't really feel like you have with Erica.
I would put her and Erica at like the same intelligence level. They're just different people. Like Luann's older also.
Not even intelligence, just like on her like manipulative game.
How down to earth she is. Like when she did like the Diana Ross thing, like kind of recently.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Like, kind of like, she just seems like two steps behind in terms of like getting like what's going on. Like,
A normal person,
I think, would be like, oh, like, I'm kind of acting like a little ridiculous or like, I know. Didn't seem like she like knew what she was doing. Like when Bethany was screaming at her, she was like, what?
Like, life is a cabaret.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good. How could you do this to me? Question mark.
Please say it's not Tom. It's about time.
Well, that is it for this week's episode of At Betches Podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
And I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Sammy. Please leave us a rating, a review, and subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches Podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.